Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, June 23. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, police are investigating the death of Andy Cobbin, who was found in a pool of blood on Roseau Bayfront. Trinidad and Tobago Chief Justice admits judiciary mistaken in saying 53 unfinished cases would be restarted. And Europe's most senior official criticizes UK offer to EU nationals after Brexit as worsening the situation. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Hey, replace, upgrade, or treat yourself to something new. Yes, you can with Courts Ready Finance. Low monthly payments, flexible payment terms, and the assurance that your payments are protected against unforeseen events. So get what you need now with nothing to pay until next term and instant same-day approval. Yes, you can with Courts Ready Finance. Courts, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Police have begun investigations into the circumstances surrounding the death of Andy Cobbin, alleged by some to be a local vagrant. Head of the Criminal Investigations Department, Davidson Valerie, says the body of an adult male identified as Andy Cobbin was discovered face down on the Bayfront in Roseau in a pool of blood. Cobbin recently made headlines when he suffered burns to his back after hot water was allegedly thrown on him outside a restaurant in Roseau, and soon thereafter that was followed by an accident on the Canefield Highway. Valerie says the recent rise in the number of homicides is alarming to police. However, the department is determined to bring the perpetrator or perpetrators to justice.
About 4:10 a.m. today, Criminal Investigation Department responded to a report where the body of a male was found lying in a pool of blood on the city fence wall at the Bayfront. On responding to the report, the police got to the location, and the body of a male known and identified as Andy Cobbin, originally of Whittaker, was found lying face down in a pool of blood. Andy was said to be 32 years and was known vagrant around the city of Roseau. At this time, we are conducting investigations into the matter. Indeed, we are very concerned about it. We've seen in recent times probably four deaths that are creating an alarm to us. It is very wrong, and we will conduct the necessary investigations to bring the perpetrator to justice.
Valerie went on to confirm a total of 12 homicides have been reported in Dominica in 2017 so far.
So far, it should be about 12 for now. Many of them have been solved, nonetheless, but it is a major concern as this year appears to be a little higher than usual. And with the four vagrants, there is clear indication that something wrong is going on. Something is going on. And so we are pursuing it with all our might to bring the perpetrator to justice.
Many have been calling on the Director of Public Prosecution, DPP, in Dominica to tighten up the way her department conducts its affairs. Some persons have also criticized the DPP office's recent press release, which published comments on High Court Judge Victoria Charles Clark. On 16th June 2017, Director of Public Prosecutions, Evelyn Abaptist, responded to High Court Judge Victoria Charles Clark, who expressed frustration on 12th and 13th June 2017 that the Department of the DPP appeared to be tardy as regards the swift prosecution of matters. Cuban Ambassador to Dominica Juan Carlos Frometa de la Rosa has expressed his dissatisfaction with the United States President's new policies on Cuba. Diplomatic relations between the United States and Cuba will remain open, as will the newly opened embassies in Washington and Havana. And there will be no further restrictions on the types of goods that America can take out of Cuba, including the country's popular rums and cigars. Some U.S. policy, however, have changed under President Trump, including tightening restrictions on Cuba and ratcheting up rhetoric on the Castro regime in hopes this will lead to a transition of power on the island. Ambassador De La Rosa said the Cuban government is ready to engage in discussions on this new policy.
We think that President Trump go to the wrong way. So last Friday, he made some declaration against the relationship between Cuba and U.S. So he made a one step back, and it's not good. So we are ready to talk, but in the same level condition. So we are not receiving orders or pressure for the American government in order to change our reality. People from Cuba is the only people who have the right to change the Cuban reality. So we are ready to talk in the same level of condition.
A court order has resulted in the immediate closure of Jack's Walk for 1 week. An official release from the Ministry of Tourism reads, Jack's Walk shall be closed for a period of 7 days with immediate effect until further notice. All persons traversing the said trail do so at their own risk. The Ministry of Tourism and Urban Renewal and the Forestry, Parks and Wildlife Division of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries therefore advise the general public that Jack's Walk is closed to all users until further notice. We regret any inconvenience caused to the users of the trail and look forward to the resolution of this matter in the interest of all current and future users of the trail. The court order was made on 21st June 2017 in the matter of an application for an order of prohibition, Part 56(1), 31 of CPR 2000, between a group of Dominicans and the Ministry of Tourism and Urban Renewal and the Attorney General of Dominica. The group involves Attorney at Law Wayne Norde, Bernadette Lambert, Kareem Geist, and Geoffrey Leita, among others. The group has expressed the view that the use of concrete steps in the works will remove the natural beauty people once experienced years ago in hiking Jack's Walk and will be dangerous for those who use it. In more local news, Agriculture Minister Johnson Drago has stated that there is a demand for cucumbers for the export market. Drago says there is a need for some 10,000 pounds of cucumbers per week for the export market, and he is encouraging farmers to get into the production of cucumbers. However, some of the question on the minds of the farmers include, is the price right? Will they be able to cover their costs and make a surplus? And for how long will the price and the market be sustainable? Drago was addressing a town hall meeting in Sinaku on Wednesday night.
Presently, we cannot supply the amount of cucumber needed for the export market. There is a need for 10,000 pounds of cucumber a week for Matnik. Right now, anybody who goes into cucumbers right now, your cucumber will flourish because there's adequate rain. Even though you do not have irrigation, but there is, when you water in between, rain comes in and assists you, and you're going to make serious cucumber if you take care of cucumbers. So I want a few farmers here to go into cucumbers. Right now, Dexia just ordered 44 tins of cucumber seeds from St. Lucia, the Eureka variety of cucumber. 44 cans as a first importation of seeds, because there's a shortage of seed on the island. We're getting the seeds next week, and we're going to be distributing the seeds for farmers. We're going to go into a contract with the farmers, and I say we because we're working jointly between trade and agriculture. We're going to be working with a core group of farmers. We're going to tell you when to plant. Each core of farmers will have the time when they go to plant, and we're going to ensure that every week we can get these 10,000 pounds of cucumber. That's what we are heading to.
Drago said that Dominica has an advantage over the other Caribbean islands in its crop production. However, farmers need to ensure they produce good quality.
One of the things I want my people of Dominica to understand, that we've reached a stage where in the region, it is clearly understood that the best food you can find, the safest food you can find in the entire Caribbean, is the product of the Commonwealth of Dominica. So therefore, we have to understand that we have an advantage, but you must help the Ministry of Trade. You must help the Ministry of Agriculture by putting the work required on the field to get the kind of quality we are looking for. Market-driven must be quality-driven, because we have competition, my dear people. But there is still a preference for what comes out of Dominica. You have to work with us. You have to work with the Ministry of Agriculture. You have to work with the Ministry of Trade. You have to work with your extension officers. You have to do the training that they offer from time to time. You have to demand training from them. You have to demand that they come to your fields to see what you're doing. But most importantly, you have to ensure that you do not waste your time. If you are in agriculture and you're getting too many rejects, you are wasting your time. But in order not to get rejected, you have to meet what the market demands.
Health educator Tricia Scotland has urged the general public to be aware and cautious as it relates to the outbreak of red eye on the island. The outbreak was first reported on May 30th in a few districts, but now there are reports of the disease in all 7 health districts. Red eye is an infection of the covering of the surface of the eye and eyelids. This infection is very contagious, but it can be effectively treated at home. Scotland said also the Ministry of Health has heightened its public health response, including its public education campaign.
I'm urging you to be, one, aware and cautious. And by aware, you look out for the signs and symptoms. And by cautious, you engage in hand washing. Okay? And we're also putting out an appeal for, one, students and parents of students and also employers to be understanding under this current circumstances in terms of the red eyes. So in terms of the Ministry of Health and Environment, the public health response to the red eyes has been a public education campaign. So we have been at various radio stations. Also, we have gone to places such as schools. We've also gone to health centers. And in terms of the health districts in particular, they have stepped up surveillance and management of the red eyes.
And a CEO of the Dominica Air and Seaports Authority, Benoit Badwell, said although rehabilitation works at the Douglas Charles Airport is not close to completion, several projects are currently on the way there and that the works are being done in phases.
I wouldn't say it's close to completion. The works are being done in various phases. Mm-hmm. And as you know, long awaited, people wanted to ensure that we get the taxiways operational again. Mm-hmm. And we've just succeeded in doing that, getting the taxiways operational. As you know, prior to Erica, we had 3 taxiways. 2 of them were severely damaged. And the third one, although we were using it as a temporary measure, was compromised. And so we had to ensure that it met with all the international standards. Mm-hmm. Work is being done now on the access road to the east of the airport to take you to Wesley, Londonderry area. That road is being done at the moment. It's in a very advanced stage, I must say, in terms of the concrete works that are being done there. And hopefully sometime next month, I'm sure the Minister of Works will be able to make another announcement of another accomplishment in relation to bringing things back to normal within the airport area. Like I said, there's a phased approach. Now we've switched gears to other areas. Don't forget we have, you know, areas like in front of the toll booth area, which was compromised earlier this year in March. That has to be looked at. And the entire road network on the land side of the airport has to be looked at as well. So there are several things that has to be done.
Badwell stated that currently there is an issue with mosquitoes at the airport.
We do have some problems up there too. I dare say that we can't shy away from the problems. There is some negative aspects that we're dealing with, and we're working with the Ministry of Environmental Health on that. We're hoping that we can deal with that challenge as well. So that is something that, because of you have 1 or 2 areas of stagnant water, that we are trying to deal with, trying to get the best technical advice to deal with it from treating it and to ensure that problem can be resolved. But it appears that because of, one, high rainfall, and then we have some other issues that we have to address. But we're trying to do this as quickly as possible because we would not want to have any situation where you have any breeding of any sort. So the Environmental Health Department is working with us on it. So I dare say that there is action. So, you know, we're not shying away from the fact that there is certain things that needs to be done. But I dare say for the average person going into the airport who may not have seen the airport a couple months ago, you will see a drastic change if you go to the airport.
In other news, Chief Justice Ivor Stevenson, or Ivor Archie, of Trinidad and Tobago has admitted that the Trinidad and Tobago judiciary made an error last month when it announced that the 53 cases left unfinished by former Chief Magistrate Marsha Ayers Caesar would have to be restarted. An embattled Archie made the statement in a letter sent on Tuesday in response to lawsuit threat against him. Members of the Judicial and Legal Service Commission and legal stakeholders who met and discussed the issue of the unfinished cases before the judiciary communicated the position on the future of the cases on May 25, the Trinidad Guardian reported. In the letter, Archie's lawyer Ian Roach, a former independent senator, said that the lawsuit threatened by Anand Ramlogan, SC, on behalf of a 16-year-old murder accused whose preliminary inquiry was before AS Caesar was based on a wholly erroneous premise. And Europe's most senior official has criticized the UK's offer to EU nationals after Brexit, claiming it could worsen the situation for them. European Council President Donald Tusk said the proposal was below our expectations and needed more detail. He said the EU wanted to secure the full rights of all its citizens and British expats on the continent. Theresa May said there were differences between the two sides, but the UK was giving a fair and serious guarantee. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Police are investigating the death of Andy Carbon, who was found in a pool of blood on the Roseau Bayfront. Trinidad and Tobago Chief Justice admits judiciary mistaken in saying 53 unfinished cases would be restarted. And Europe's most senior official criticizes UK offer to EU nationals after Brexit as worsening the situation. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.